Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live on Fan for Racing, NASCAR and Race Talk. This is Monday night, May 1st, and once again, we have a big show lined up for everybody. We have three guests tonight, and they're all great guests. Some are returning. Actually, all three guests are returning to Fan for Racing Radio tonight. So let's start with our winner circle at 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. We will have Dalton Sargent on with us. He is going to be talking about winning at Salem Speedway this weekend in the ARCA Racing Series. A big win for Dalton Sargent. Let me start that over again. Big win for Dalton Sargent and for Cunningham Motorsports. They won the championship last year with Chase Briscoe, and now they won at Salem Speedway this weekend with Dalton Sargent. So that was a big win in a lot of ways, and we'll talk about that with Dalton again at 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Tom Hessert coming on the show, another ARCA racing driver. Tom has not been racing the last couple events, but he did race at Daytona International Raceway, International Speedway, and came in fourth at that event. He needed a few more laps there. I think he would have gone after the win. But he's coming back. He's racing with Venturini Motorsports this weekend at Talladega Super Speedway. And we have a lot to talk about with Tom Hessert when he comes on during the 9 o'clock half hour. So stay tuned for that. Then at 9:30, our guest is going to be Toni McRae. She raced with NASCAR this weekend at Kern County Raceway and finished third. We're going to catch up with Toni and find out what's going on with her for her 2017 season, and find out what's next for her this season in NASCAR. And we'll look forward to catching up with Toni. That's during the 9:30 half hour tonight. So definitely check that out and stay tuned with us throughout the entire show. I'm expecting Sal Segala momentarily. He's our co-host for tonight, and definitely looking forward to chatting with Sal tonight as well. And he should be coming on momentarily here. As far as race highlights from the weekend of racing, unfortunately, I did not get a chance to watch the races live. I did see some of the highlight reels today. I had a really busy weekend, but I will tell you, it sounds like there was some really great racing with the ARCA Racing Series, with the Xfinity Series, as well as the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Now we know that the race winner for the ARCA Racing Series was Dalton Sargent. We also know that Kyle Larson won in the Xfinity Series on Saturday, and then, of course, the race winner on Sunday was Joey Logano. All big wins for some really great drivers, and we'll talk about that. I do have some post-race audio of Kyle Larson's post-race comments in the media center with NASCAR, so I'll have that to play for you, at least part of it, at some point during the show tonight. So definitely looking forward to catching up with what's going on. Now, I understand there was some controversy all the way around the board. Kyle Busch had some issues with pit road call. Apparently, they've got a box on pit road instead of a cone, and it's a little bit harder to see that orange box on pit road than it is the orange cone. And as a result, Kyle Busch inadvertently missed the commitment zone and was called for the penalty there I know it put him back at the back of the field. He had to race his way up to the front, and it was not a good day for Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch likes to win every race. So far this season has been full of challenges like that for Kyle Busch, and I know he wants to get that turned around and get a victory onto the boards real quick. So that's one of the controversial things that happened this weekend at Richmond International Raceway. Joining me now is our co-host, Sal Sagala. Welcome to the show, Sal.
Oh, thanks, Sharon.
It's good to have you here. I was just talking about some of the highlights from the weekend of racing, and let's get your thoughts about the highlight in NASCAR's top three.
Yeah, it was a good race on both days. Saturday, I missed most of it because I was at the track with our second guest tonight, third guest. Third guest, yeah. So I did catch most of it in the morning. You know, I caught some of the ending, but the same thing with the Cup race. But I mean, all in all, it was a really good battle. You know, both races and a couple of really deserving victories.
Yes, I know both of those drivers had worked hard to get those victories. And Dalton Sargeant, he made some history this weekend with his victory. He lapped all the other cars on the track and came home with a victory. 1 year, Sal, from when he made his debut, his ARCA Racing Series debut at Salem Speedway. So that was a pretty big weekend for Dalton Sargeant.
Oh yeah, that was huge for him. It was, to lap the field is to win the race is one thing, but to lap an ARCA field is a whole nother. That's just a whole nother realm. Realm. There you go. I'm just trying to find the right word for it, but yeah, it's a whole nother realm.
Okay. Dalton Sargeant was actually a lap down at one point in the race. He got four fresh general tires under a caution flag, and from there he really made up a lot of time. He's the only driver to complete all 200 laps of that race. So that was pretty amazing as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you lap the field, of course, you know, you're going to be the only one that, that finishes all the laps. But, it's pretty impressive, really, at any level, you know, to lap the field and win like that. But it's just what an amazing run.
It really was. And Dalton's here with us now. I'm excited to have him back on the show. We haven't had him on in a while, and I always like having the drivers back on the show after they win over the weekend. And Dalton, congratulations on winning at Salem Speedway this weekend. 1 year after you made your debut there, it's got to be a pretty fantastic feeling for you.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a blast. And first off, I just want to say thank you for having me on tonight. Back to Salem, it was a really cool race, and you know, it was definitely really challenging having such a long green flag run, and then coming down, even going a lap down at one point, and then being able to get that back and be able to go out there and contend for the win was something that was just absolutely amazing. And you know, I couldn't thank all the guys at Cunningham Motorsports enough for bringing such a great 77 big time Ford to the racetrack each and every weekend. And you know, I'm just really excited about going to Talladega this Friday.
You must be. You've got a lot of momentum on your side, Dalton. Talk for just a minute about what was going through your mind when you were a lap down yourself and how you had the mindset with you and your team to get back to the front and then lap all the other drivers. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty crazy. But I think the biggest thing really was just how much my crew chief, Chad Bryant, was kind of reiterating, just race the racetrack, race the track, you know, don't worry about what everybody else is doing, just kind of focus on that and how your car is and just do the best with what you got. And one of the biggest things was, you know, in practice, we did get an hour of practice, although qualifying was rained out. We mainly just worked on our car for the long run, whereas everybody else kind of went out there and mocked up because we were going to start off our practice times, but we weren't too worried about that really. And, you know, we got our car good enough on the long run, and that's what really paid off on that 130-lap green flag run. Where everybody else kind of started falling off, we were still pretty strong. So it was definitely a really cool thing to be able to kind of go out there. And, you know, we even went a lap down at one point, and we were running second at the time. So we were lucky enough that when the caution fell the following, you know, it was only a couple laps after I got past that we were able to get the lucky dog spot and come in and get four fresh general tires and go back out there and compete for the win.
Those four fresh tires made all the difference in the world, I think, Dalton. And you had a really great day out there at Salem Speedway. Now, Sal Segal is with us. I know you love talking with him as well. So, Sal, take it away.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Dalton? How you doing, man?
Yeah, what's going on, bud? What's up, Sal?
Nothing. Have you come off of Cloud 9 yet?
Yeah, I was already back to work early this morning in the shop, but getting the car torn down and get ready to go to Talladega since we got such a quick turnaround here. We got to leave Wednesday, so quick turnaround for us.
Hey, so me and Sharon, you know, we're talking, you know, a little bit about the weekend, and so what was it like to, I mean, to actually have, you know, to be that dominant, you know, after falling the lap down?
It was something that was really special. I think the biggest thing for me was just, you know, how hard everybody at Cunningham Motorsports worked to kind of bring such a great car. And it was a lot of fun for me, but at the same time, it was really nerve-wracking. The last 50 laps, just, you know, I was kind of out there praying that we wouldn't have a caution. And it was just really a lot of fun.
You know, and actually, you know, with all the different series that you run, all the different cars that you run, you know, it just shows, you know, for the younger drivers that are listening, you know, that, you know, try to get as much seat time as you possibly can, because with the seat time and the different series, you know, especially with the ARCA series, you know, with the pit stops, you know, as compared, you know, to your super late program, you know, super late model program, there ain't no pit stops, you know, it's critical to be behind that seat.
Yeah. And I think, kind of reiterating that, the biggest thing that helped me out was, just experience at Salem. Having two races there last year really helped me out. Just knowing that in the fall race we had such a long green flag run and I had almost kind of gone too hard, similar to what some of the leaders had done yesterday, and kind of burnt their stuff up a little bit too early, whereas I just kind of, you know, plucked away lap after lap and was eventually able to kind of overtake most of the field and kind of get to, you know, second position, to which allowed us to be able to get the lucky dog, which is really important for us.
Yeah, you know, and actually, you know, I remember before we did have the lucky dog, you know, you had to kind of, you know, race your way, you know, back onto the lead lap. And it seems like now the lucky dog, you know, with this different strategies that you can play, you know, it's really coming, you know, I mean, we've seen it throughout all the series. You know, if you play it right, you know, you still have a chance to come back and win.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely something that was pretty cool for us. And you know, just a great strategy call by crew chief Chad Bryan on the box.
You know, with that, Brian, see, now you got me saying Chad Bryan, calling you Chad Bryan instead of Dalton Sargent. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Sharon.
Okay. Speaking of Chad Bryant, I wanted to talk about, I like to make sure we recognize the people behind the scenes that are supporting the drivers. And talk about your relationship with Chad Bryant, because I don't know if you've worked with him before or if this is a new crew chief you're working with this season. Give us a feel for that.
Yeah, this is a completely new gig for me over at Cunningham Motorsports. You know, Daytona being our first race, but this is the whole 77 team that won the championship last year with Chase Briscoe. So definitely a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience there. You know, great group of guys that just absolutely love racing. So it's really cool to be able to kind of go out there and work with them. And obviously I want to do the best I can for those guys. And it was definitely a really cool feeling yesterday. And, you know, just everybody at the whole team, as well as at Big Kind, you know, Mike Bassett and his wife, Kathy, are just so supportive over everything. And it's just a really cool, amazing opportunity.
It certainly is. And it's got to give you a lot of confidence going to the racetrack every week. Or not every week, but every week that you go to the racetrack. Also, you have a teammate in Shane Lee. Have you had a chance to chat with him, and how's the relationship there?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely really good. We seem to work together pretty well. It was funny. First race of the season, we actually bumped and banged, I think, the most out of the field, but get along really well and try to help each other out as much as we can, and everything seems to be going great so far, so it's really cool having him as my teammate.
Okay, that's great. And with that, I'll go ahead and pass it back to Sal again.
So, Dalton, in between your ARCA racing, you know, what other kind of racing will you be doing this season?
That's it right now. Just the full ARCA schedule is all I got on my plate. So, obviously, I'm willing and open to jumping in whatever I can. And, you know, just thankful for the opportunities that I have this year and, you know, keep pounding away at it.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. You know, it's you know, we, me and Sharon, you know, we talked a lot of drivers during the season, but you know what? It's really a joy to see you at the track. You know, you're always smiling. You know what? No matter if you're doing good, if you're doing bad, you know, you always, you know, have that same demeanor. And I think that's kind of why, you know, what Sharon said, you know, it's been and we talked about it, you know, at the track last night. It's been a while since we had you on, but it's always good to get you on, you know, when you win, because you just have that extra spunk.
Yeah, I think everybody probably does, but it's definitely a really great feeling. And I'm just hoping that we can carry some of this momentum on throughout the rest of the season.
You know what, and I'm sure, you know, we'll probably be getting you on, you know, more, you know, as the season goes on. And I just want to once again congratulate you on the win, and I'm going to turn it back over to Sharon so she can go and close this out.
Okay, Dalton, you mentioned this a little bit earlier, and I want to kind of talk just a little bit about it. You've got a really tight turnaround because you guys are. You raced on Sunday at Salem in Indiana. Your crew is working really hard to get everything turned around so that you can race Friday, May 5th, at Talladega Super Speedway. Talk about how challenging that is, and not just for your crew, but for yourself as well.
Yeah, it's definitely really difficult. I mean, you're going from a half-mile track to a, you know, 2.5 mile track, so it's definitely pretty crazy. But at the same time, you know, all the guys have been working in the shop, and at least we had a pretty big break between Nashville and Salem to get all the cars ready and everything. So it's not too hard on us. But at the end of the day, it's still a quick turnaround for everybody to kind of, you know, just get home for a day or two and then turn around and get back on the road. So you know, just all my crew, they just love it so much. So that really helps out.
And you know, weather's likely to be a little bit different down in Talladega, in addition to the fact, two completely different types of tracks. Talk about how you prepare and how you're feeling about going into Talladega.
Oh, I'm really excited, you know. I'm not too worried about the weather. It's kind of unpredictable down in those parts, but same thing where I'm from down in South Florida. So it's you know, we'll just play it by ear, really, and back to Super Speedway racing, so it should be fun.
Okay. Now, the ARCA Racing Series is racing the General Tire 200 at Talladega Super Speedway. Again, that's this Friday, May the 5th. It will be live, fans, on Fox Sports 1 as well. So starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, you will definitely want to check that out. Now, Dalton, I want to give you a chance for any other shout-outs that you want to make before we let you go tonight.
Yeah, once again, just thanking everybody at Cunningham Motorsports for all their hard work, and obviously all my sponsors at Big Time. It's just really great that they came back on for the 2017 season here at Cunningham Motorsports. And also just have to thank team owner and his wife, Briggs and Beth Cunningham, for just this amazing opportunity being able to drive for them. And it's just absolutely incredible. So that's about it.
All right. Well, I know you're pretty easy to find on social media. I think you're pretty much Dalton Sargent everywhere you go on social media. Are there any differences there that we need to be aware of?
No, it's all Dalton Sargent across the board. I keep it easy for everybody. So obviously everybody can follow along at Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and keep up with all the latest news.
Okay, well, Dalton, good luck to you going into Talladega this weekend. And once again, a huge congratulations to you on winning at Salem Speedway this weekend. That's a big deal.
Yep, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on and hope to be back on soon.
Okay, take care now, and
yep.
we'll hope to talk to you again down the road here.
Awesome, sounds great. Bye.
Good night now. All right, that was Dalton Sargent. Big win for him this weekend at Salem Speedway. That's such a historic track, Sal, and to bring Cunningham Motorsports their first win, as well as Dalton's first win this season, is really special.
Oh yeah, it's always special, especially when you get a jump on the competition this early, and get grab that win, keep the momentum going from there.
Absolutely, and it's got exactly momentum because going into a track like Talladega, that momentum means a great deal. And yeah, I know it's two completely different types of tracks. But I think Dalton and his Cunningham Motorsports team is definitely going to be up for the race this Friday night.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they will. Then plus all the experience that Dalton brings with them, he brings a ton of experience with them, as far as racing, being behind the seat, it's going to be an exciting time.
It definitely will. I wanted to get your thoughts, Sal, as we kind of transition here. I know we've got another ARCA Racing driver coming on during our 9 o'clock half hour. We have Tom Hessert from Venturini Motorsports coming on. Again, he's not been racing the last couple of events, but he will be back in the car, the number 25 car for Venturini Motorsports at Talladega. He finished fourth at Daytona, and we'll have to see what he does coming up here at Talladega. He took the pole at Daytona, too, so it should be a big race weekend for Tom Hessert. But I want to get your thoughts, Sal, about the Dale Jr. retirement announcement that came out last weekend.
I just like anybody else, it kind of came out of left field. I'm sure a lot of people, not only industry officials, fans, teams, but I'm sure a lot of people are kind of expecting it, to come out, by at the end of the year, that he would be racing next year, or that next year would be his last year. But there was a lot of already speculation. There's a lot of rumor, and there was a lot of stuff going around since December that he was going to make this announcement, before the race at Daytona. So, it kind of came in as a surprise, that he would, wait, a few races into the season. But, you got to take your hat off to him. It's got to be hard to step away from, from this sport that he's, lived his whole life. But, he's banged up. Those concussions, one more, and nobody knows what's going to happen. So I think he made a really wise decision.
Yeah, I think he did too, and he made it very clear that he wanted to go out on his terms. He didn't want to be told that he had to retire, and I think that answers the point that you brought up, Sal. Why wait until this far into the season to make that announcement? I think that Dale Jr. has a lot to offer this sport, and I think the next chapter we'll see that happening with him. I don't think he's stepping away from racing altogether. I think he's still going to be a team owner. He still has a lot that he can contribute from a lot of different perspectives. And concussion awareness, I think, is one of the big things that he's already contributed so much. And I see him being a big, playing a big role in continuing that storyline, because I think there's more to tell there. And I think Dale Jr. is a big representative in making that happen. But even from a team owner perspective, I think Dale Jr. has so much to contribute. And I think we have a lot to look forward to. What disappoints me is when I hear fans say that they're going to step away from the sport because they feel like Dale Jr. is not going to be in a car anymore.
How many times have they said that?
I hope they don't do that.
How many times have they said that?
Because they'll miss a lot.
They won't. They'll get another driver.
Well, I'm just saying.
I just don't see that happening.
Okay.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
No,
I understand it. Oh, no. But, I mean, you know what? It's not like the end of the world. I mean, I think we're going to see him a lot in the booth is what we're going to see in that. Jeff Gordon took on a full-time role, but I think Dale's going to come in, you know, and kind of step in, you know, here and there, you know, put, you know, and step in the booth, which would be just as, you know, shoot, it'll be just as fun, you know, to hear him in the booth, you know. But, I mean, he still has an Xfinity team, you know, that's doing really well, you know. So we haven't seen
Junior Motorsports
Dale Jr.
Absolutely not. And we still have a whole season to watch him race. It hasn't been a good season for him, and I want to continue this conversation on the other side of our next guest that's coming up here. But, again, it hasn't been a great season for him. He had some things happen at Richmond this weekend, and, again, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I want to get back here to the ARCA Racing Series race that took place this weekend at Salem Motor Speedway. A lot of really great things happening in the ARCA season this year. And one of those things, Austin Terrio, we know him from racing in NASCAR. He still leads the series point standings. And Kyle Weatherman is second. Dalton Sargeant is tied for that second place spot in the point standings based on his win this weekend. So that was a big move for him. And it seems pretty clear that he could be going after the championship. Shane Lee, his teammate, is fourth in the series point standings. We had Brett Holmes on the show early in the season. He's fifth in those series point standings. Another quick mention, our guest from last week, Zane Smith, is eighth in that series point standings. Really, really good finishes for those top guys, though. Gustine came in second, Kyle Weatherman third, Shane Lee fourth, and Austin Terrio finished fifth at Salem. And they always call Talladega the wild card. It's going to be interesting to see what happens this weekend, especially with a veteran driver like Tom Hessert taking the wheel for that number 25 Venturini Motorsports car, and knowing how well he did at Daytona.
Yeah, like we said, the series is picking up a lot of steam, and it seems like every driver we've talked to, you know, if it's not an ARCA regular, you know, they always talk about, you know, racing the ARCA series, you know, for different reasons. The main reason is, you know, is the chance, you know, to get the experience, you know, on the bigger tracks, you know, that the Can-Am West, Can-Am East doesn't, you know, get to, you know. And, you know, it's been proven, you know, every race, you know, that the racing is really good with the ARCA series, you know what I mean? And we're seeing some big name drivers go into it, and we're seeing big name drivers come out of it.
Absolutely. And one of those guys, today they announced he's going to be racing seven races for Joe Gibbs Racing in the Xfinity Series. So a lot can happen for these drivers racing in the ARCA Racing Series. We'll see what happens here with the season this year. Chase Briscoe, who was in the Cunningham Motorsports car last season and won the championship, is racing full-time now in the Camping World Truck Series this season as well. So great things for some pretty awesome drivers in that series.
Oh, yeah. The talent pool year in and year out is just going to – I think the talent pool from here on in, you know, it's really going to get, you know, it's going to get big. You know, we're going to see a lot of up and coming drivers, you know, that are going to hit, you know, make sure and make a, you know, two or three stops through the ARCA series, you know, before, you know, they make the decision, you know, if to finish, you know, whether it be Cactus World Truck Series or the Xfinity Series.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But Tom Hessert is one of the veterans in that ARCA Racing Series. And I was looking back at his career in ARCA, and it was pretty impressive. Since 2008, Tom Hessert has finished inside the top 10 in the series point standings every single year. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. That is very impressive.
And a lot of those were top five. Lot of those were top five, Sal, as well. So, yeah, I think that's pretty impressive. And, you know, his dad was a racer, and I'm sure as a young man he was at the racetrack watching his dad. And that had to be a big inspiration for you, Tom, in doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, I grew up around the sport, and I've always done it. And thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Well, we're looking forward to chatting with you, Tom, because you did really well at Daytona International Speedway in the season opener this year, came home with a fourth-place finish. You actually took the pole, so you started up front and finished fourth. I think if you had a few more laps, you probably would have gone after that victory. And now you're headed to Talladega Super Speedway, a similar track. Talk about your thoughts going into Talladega this weekend and returning back behind the wheel of that number 25 Venturini Motorsports car.
Yeah, you know, I always love going to Talladega. Going to Talladega is always a wonderful place to race, and it's a lot of fun. Like you said, we had the same car there in February that we raced at Daytona, and we're really strong there. So it's you know, we're going back with really high hopes of sitting on the pole again and having a good shot at the win.
Absolutely. And you know, you've won at Talladega before. You've got a strong car going into there. What are your expectations this weekend? I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Well, certainly, you know, like you said, the answer is obviously we're going to go there to win that race. You know, we were really strong there last year at Daytona and Talladega with the 25 car, and we brought the same Super Speedway car this year at Daytona, and we're bringing it again this weekend at Talladega. And the car's just been super fast every time we raced it, and we expect the same this weekend. You know, weather looks pretty cool for a race at Talladega, so I think it's going to be a fun race. You know, a lot of competition at the end. Hopefully you see our 25. You know, Musselman's applesauce, go put car up front.
Okay. Beware to the competition. Tom Hessert is back behind the wheel. Okay. So joining me tonight, Tom, is our co-host, Sal Segala, and I know he's been looking forward to chatting with you as well.
Hey, Tom, first of all, welcome to the show. And, you know, I was, you know, just sitting here, you know, listening to you and sharing, you know, talk about Talladega and Daytona, and it seems like those two tracks have a special place in your heart.
Yeah, they certainly do. You know, the Super Speedway races are so neat. Obviously, it's a really big stage for the ARCA Racing Series. You know, you got a pretty good-sized crowd over there with the Cup Series and maybe Xfinity or Truck, depending on which weekend it is. And it's a really big event for us. You know, it's live on Fox Sports. We got a big car count, a lot of stiff competition, and it's a special place to win. Unfortunately, I've been able to pull in victory lane once here at Talladega, and hopefully have a shot again this weekend.
You know, and it's kind of neat to hear that from a driver, because most of the drivers we talk to, you know, they're like, oh, I don't like the super speedways, you know, the restrictor plate this, or, you know, the drafting this, you know, or the way, you know, the different drivers race the track. But it's always good, you know, to hear somebody say, you know, that they enjoy those races, because I know from the fans' perspective, the fans love these races.
Absolutely. You know, it is tough, and it can be stressful or difficult at times at those two places, because you're so close to your competition, and one small error by somebody can really wreak havoc on the event and ruin your day. But I love the races. You know, it's crazy the whole time. You know, you're 2-3 wide all day and racing your butt off, but it's a lot of fun. It can be very rewarding and you know, it's fortunately it's been a place that I've always run well at in the past and led a bunch of laps. So we're looking forward to it.
You know, and actually looking back at your ARCA record, you know, it's a really nice, you know, solid resume. You know, with the exception, you know, of course, you know, this year, you know, it's going to be hard, you know, like Sharon had mentioned, you know, finish inside the top 10, you know, and keep that streak going. But your driving partner, Rafael Lessard, he comes with a very good resume also.
Yeah, certainly. You know, Rafael and the other guys are going to drive in the 25 car this year. I'll do a very good job. And, you know, Rafael, I don't know him very well, but obviously a lot of accomplishments in the racing that he's been doing, and did a nice job in the 25 car this past weekend at Salem. I know they had a couple issues that cost them some spots and some distance on pit road. But, you know, overall, I spoke to Dave Liner. He's our crew chief. Talked to him this morning, and they were all pleased with the weekend. And everyone gained a lot of experience, and I know everyone's looking forward to Rafael getting in the car again soon.
Yeah, and actually it's going to be a really fun race to watch this weekend. I know I'm looking forward to it. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Sharon.
Okay, Tom, you mentioned your crew chief, and I want to talk about that a little bit, because you're racing a part-time schedule this season, and so coming in and out of the car, how challenging is that for you after the stint that you've had and the success that you've had in the ARCA Racing Series?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a little weird, you know, not being at the racetrack after going, you know, so much for all these years, kind of taking a little bit of time off is really weird. Didn't bother me nearly as much as I thought it was going to when they raced at Nashville for the first time and me not going, but you know, it's all good. You know, I mean, I'm still there through communication with all my friends and the people on our team and getting all the live updates. So it's all good. You know, I think when they raced at Salem this weekend, and I wasn't there, that was a little bit tough just because I love going to that place. But, you know, it'd be great. We get back in the car again this weekend at Talladega. My crew chief, Dave Liner, and I have worked together in the past and always have had a terrific relationship, and I don't expect there to be any, you know, transition period or anything like that. And then I'll really be on a big break until August. I'm not scheduled to race again. So that's going to be a little bit weird, but it'll be great. You know, a lot of excitement. It's kind of different not racing as frequently. You know, you have that anticipation and the excitement to get back in the car, and I really, you know, value the opportunities I'm going to have to race this year and really looking forward to it.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that your next race won't be until August. So are you doing any racing in the meantime, or are you stepping away from the track for family time?
Yeah,
you,
I mean, you know, family and you know, family and business and you know, everything, you know. But, I mean, racing is always going to be super important to me. I love it. It's, you know, been such a huge part of my life. Like most people in the sport, it's, you know, it's something that we love to do and love to be around and be involved in. So it's weird not being there, that's for sure. But it's kind of neat because, you know, I look forward to getting back to the racetrack so much after missing some time. So getting back there this weekend, seeing everyone's going to be really cool.
It makes those times the extra special, I think, you know, after stepping away and you get the chance to go back to race. It's almost like a kid in a candy store, I think.
Yeah, I think it will be that way. You know, this one hasn't been too weird because I've only missed a couple races, but I think once we take this long break in the summer from basically, you know, the beginning of May all the way to August, I'll probably be a little stir crazy. Hopefully I can get my butt in better shape, you know, over those few months and get ready to go when we get back there in August and at the couple dirt races in the fall Salem race. So it's great. You know, limited schedules, it's different for me for sure, but we're going to 5 racetracks or we've been to one, and going to 4 more that we're really are going to have a great shot to win at. And it's cool. It's, you know, it's different, but it's very exciting.
Well, I'm sure fans are happy to hear that you are going to be in the car throughout the season, and especially after such a great season last year when you came in second in the ARCA Racing points. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and pass this back to Sal for any other questions he might have.
Tom, what's the hardest part? You know, Tom, what's the hardest part from sitting out? You know, from now until, you know, like you said, you know, your next race, you know, some months away, and you know, then to get back in, you know, and try and get, you know, that, you know, that focus, the drive, and you know, and you know, just get your everything back together again.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's a little bit difficult. Just not being in the car, you know what I mean, as far and like having the timing and the, you know, your reactions and things like that, I think are going to be a little bit slow, but I really don't know, because I've never had this long of a break, so I'm not really sure what I'm going to, what's going to, you know, creep up on me. I think the biggest thing is just going to be as the year ramps up, you know, you race in February at Daytona, it's pretty cool, Nashville's pretty cool, gets a little warmer at Salem, Talladega is going to be cooler, but as the year goes on, the heat increases. So I'm not really going to have that period where I kind of get used to that. It's just going to go from, you know, racing in April, or I mean in May, to going to August in Southern Illinois, where it's going to be hot as heck. But it'll be cool. Fortunately, I've done it before. I kind of know what to expect, and it should all work out well.
You know, and it's funny.
And then the other thing
is
making sure I don't like misplace my helmet or something.
You know, and it's funny that you mentioned that about the heat, because I shot a race 2 weeks ago and it was hot, and the drivers were all talking and they said, man, it's hot, we're worn out after a couple practices, you know, we just want to go home, you know, and you know because usually, you know, around this time, you know, the weather is just starting to warm up, you know, then by the time,
yep,
you know, it's hot, you know, they've already got, you know, 7, 8, you know, 9, 10 races under their belt. You know, so now they're ready to go. But man, it was, and you could see it when they got out of the car. You know, you could see the fatigue, you know, just the heat. You know, and then it finally, when they ran the main, and it was over. You know, they were just, I mean, they're just tired, burnt out.
Yeah, it does get you. I'll tell you, the heat can certainly be taxing on you. But you know, you plan for it, you do your best. But I think you'll see, or you do see some people that aren't prepared for it, and they can certainly struggle with it. But I've been lucky to have been a part of it for so long. I think it'll all be good, and I always kind of get a kick out of, I mean, not that I'm any triathlon, if you see me, but unfortunately I do have the experience to, you know, be comfortable in the heat, and I do get some little bit of a kick out seeing some of the younger guys, you know, struggle with it.
So that was my next question, was going to be the younger guys, because I was just talking with an old late model driver over the weekend, and he was talking about, you know, when he started, he was like 23 before they even let him out on the track, and now you got these 15, 16-year-old, you know, 17-year-old, you know, young men behind the wheel. What's it like, you know, when you get behind the wheel, you know what, and you look around and you know that there's all these young drivers around you?
Well, I think that they're all very talented, you know what I mean? They have a ton of experience, have been racing for a long time, and are all very accomplished. You know, the sport, it's like any other sport, you know, it gets younger and younger, and the kids are racing and performing at a higher level at a younger age, and it's exciting. You know, it's a neat thing to, you know, you got, you know, even guys in the Cup Series, really young guys that are, you know, doing awesome things over there. So I think it's a great thing. You know, they're developing, you know, name brands for the sport. They're going to be around for, you know, next couple of decades. So it's a great thing.
That's pretty awesome. You know, with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Sharon again.
Hey, Tom, I want to get into some things that you're doing off the track. And last month you were involved in a project that Muscleman's, a big sponsor for Venturini Motorsports, and the people – let's see if I get this right. People Against Distracted Driving, PAD, is what it's known as. And they had a walk last week, last month for charity, and you and your family participated in that. That's a really big deal because this is becoming a epidemic across the nation.
Yeah, it certainly is. And like you said, it's a family from down in South Jersey, unfortunately lost their daughter years ago in an accident, which was, you know, believed to be caused by a distracted driving. So, you know, that family took a huge initiative and started this company or organization, People Against Distracted Driving. And it's a wonderful cause. You know, they raise awareness around the Bay Area and trying to, educate younger people or all, you know, people of all ages, but a lot of times going through schools and new drivers about the repercussions and what they can be from being distracted, not paying attention. And when you're an automobile, you know, it's a commitment and it's a responsibility and, you know, just going the next mile that they've been doing to try to inform these people. And it's been wonderful. And then through Musselman's Applesauce, like you said, one of our sponsors, Adventuring in Motorsports, you know, they're involved now with the walk and they're heavily involved in the race team. And they're from out in Gettysburg. Well, not Gettysburg, but near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So not too far from the South Jersey area where the walk was held. So my wife and I went over and we brought our son, had a neat time walking around with everybody and meeting some nice folks. It was cool.
Yeah, that sounds like a really very worthwhile thing because according to the National Highway Safety Administration, things like text messaging creates a crash risk 23 times worse than driving while distracted.
Absolutely.
You know, as technology continues to advance and everything, making phone calls, dictating text, emails, updating social media, a lot of folks are doing that while they're driving, and I've heard people equate it to driving under the influence. So it's really important that there is awareness created on how important it is not to do those things while you're behind the wheel. So I want to say thank you so much for being a part of that. You and Venturini Motorsports and Musselman's Applesauce. I think it's great that you're doing that.
No, well, wonderful. Thank you. You know, it's a great cause and a neat event, and we're proud to be a part of it for sure.
Okay. And before you go, I want to make sure I give you a chance to make any other shout-outs that you want to make because you've had a really wonderful career. I know you raced with Cunningham Motorsports as well as Venturini and maybe some other teams along the way. Anybody that you want to shout out before you go tonight?
I don't know. You know, I mean, like you said, I've had – thank you. I just had a really – you know, great career and have had an awesome time being able to race in all the races I've had and for the great different teams and team members that I've driven for. And for that, you know, I got to say thanks to all those guys and thanks to my family for supporting me and my wife for putting up with me. And it's just been a great career and I can't wait to get back in the car this weekend. And just want to say thanks for having me on the show tonight. It's been a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, before you go, I want to hear your thoughts about being a dad too, because you've got a little guy that has come along here, and it's kind of that always changes things for parents.
It certainly does. It's really wild. You know, I was the first of any of my friends from high school to get married, and then I was the first of any of us to have a kid, and now some of them are starting to have children. You know, after my son's almost 2 years old, I tell him, like, look, I don't mean to sound cheesy, and everyone always tells you, but there's really nothing like it. And you know, to tell some of my friends I've been friends with for 20, 25 years or whatever, it's and us only being 30, 31 years old, it's pretty exciting and it's fun. And having a child is totally game-changing and does make you look at things and, you know, kind of reevaluate a little bit and but he's the best. He's really a lot of fun. We love it. We have another one due June 23rd, and you know, everything's great right now.
Oh wow! Thanks for saying that. I think it's exciting to have another little one on the way. And I know your son was born on Father's Day, and that's coming up in next month here. And now you've got another one due right around the same time. What are the chances?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not sure, but it's been cool. You know, they'll be almost exactly 2 years apart. Hopefully they'll be good friends, and I know they'll be good friends, and hopefully get along good. Hopefully, you know, they both torture our dog very well, since my little son right now, he really gets after him and gets into everything. So it's an exciting time in our lives for my wife and I and our family, and we're just having fun.
Okay. Well, Tom, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. I really had a great time talking with you, and we're looking forward to this race at Talladega Super Speedway this weekend with the ARCA Racing Series. It will be televised live on Fox Sports 1, so that'll be exciting as well. Fans will be able to catch that starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So good luck to you this weekend. I hope you do come home with the victory. And, of course, we always have a winner's circle every Monday night. Maybe you'll be back with us next Monday night in the winner's circle.
Well, we certainly hope so, and that's the plan. And, you know, like you said, turn on Fox Sports 1, and hopefully our Muscle's Applesauce Go Puck car will be up front again. So thanks again, all right?
Okay. All right. You take care, and good luck this weekend. All right. That was Tom Hessert, Sal, and he shared a lot of really great things with us tonight here on Fan for Racing Radio.
Yeah, he did, and it was, you know, always, you know, good to hear, you know, from a veteran, you know, of the sport. You know, and hear his thoughts, you know, and, you know, what he looks forward to, you know what, and, you know, especially how you prepare, you know, when you have that long of a layoff.
Yeah, and it's hard to call Tom Hessert, I guess, a veteran. He mentioned he's in his early 30s, and, you know, it seems, I know he's probably got some other things going on, but it does seem that there are more and more drivers that are stepping away from the sport earlier and earlier as well, and that certainly is a trend that we're seeing in racing across the board.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to afford anymore. I mean, you know, we've talked to a lot of different drivers. You know, the first thing, you know, they've always said, you know, sponsorship. You know, and you know, I talk to drivers, you know, every weekend, and sponsorship is just, you know, it's hard to get, but it's not hard. You gotta be willing to put the work in, and a lot of these drivers don't want to put the work in. You know, they get frustrated. You know, they talk to 3-4 people, then that's it. You know, they get frustrated. Oh, I'm not, you know, but you gotta keep going.
Keep at it.
Yeah.
And that is so true, Sal. Very good advice there for young drivers coming into the sport, or every driver actually in the sport. But I want to get back to Dale Jr. and the race that he had at Richmond this weekend. There was an incident between him and Jimmy Johnson. Apparently, Jimmy did not see him, you know, he went up on the track and you know, there was no room for Dale Jr. When that happened, and it kind of ruined his whole race day. Junior's had a kind of a rough start to this season as it is. So that certainly didn't help matters.
No, it didn't. You know, it just, I mean, you can't really say it added fuel to the fire, because there was no fire there to begin with. You know, but, you know, it was just an unfortunate thing, you know, and when Jimmy went up, you know, and, you know, Dale was there, and, you know, it's small track, you know, it's tight racing, you know what, and things happen fast.
Yeah, they sure do. It's more like adding salt to an open wound for Dale Jr. But now they're heading to Talladega this weekend, where Dale Jr. Says that's one of his favorite tracks. His family, of course, has a storied history at Talladega Super Speedway. Could that be a chance for him to kind of turn things around?
You know, I think this is his best chance of getting a win all season is this weekend. He does really well there, depending who he hooks up with, first of all. And you know what, and depending where his mindset is too. You know, it's easy to say, you know, his family has basically dominated the track, but still, you know, you also gotta look at, you know, where his mindset is. You know, is his mindset into racing still, or is it, you know, he announced, made the announcement, you know, is his mindset now, you know what, let me just get this season over with, you know, so I get on with my life? Or, you know, he's a race car driver.
Yeah,
I know race car drivers are going to say, his mind is totally into racing, but you know what, he made the announcement. You know what, there's a reason he made the announcement.
Yeah, that's true. And I know he's looking forward to that next chapter of his life. But at the same time, I think all drivers who are leaving the sport want to go out on as high a note as they can possibly go out on. And so I think there's little doubt that he wants to have the best finish possible to close out this season. But I want to kind of transition now, Sal, to Joey Logano winning at Richmond this weekend. Any thoughts that you have there on Team Penske and Joey Logano and the season that they're having?
You know what, Penske is, once again, they're flexing their muscle. You know, they're doing their homework in the off season. Brad and Joey are gelling really well together. You know, for only being, you know, a two car team, you know, they get along real well. You know, they complement each other, and you know what, and when you get that along with the team owner, that's the history behind Roger Penske. You know what I mean? You almost have a no win situation right there. And, you know, they proved it once again this week. You know, a lot of things go on, you know, during the week to prepare for these races, you know, between Joey and Brad, you know, Roger and his crew chiefs, and, you know, and they come out, you know, they perform.
They certainly do. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens this weekend at Talladega. We mentioned that's a favorite track of Dale Earnhardt Jr., but a lot of drivers could do really well at that track, and it's going to be some tough competition there. Now, a little bit later on, I'll be able to play some audio from Kyle Larson, who won the Xfinity Series race. But, Sal, I want to start setting up our next guest because Toni McRae is coming on. We've had her on several times, and she did really well this weekend out there at Kern County Raceway racing, I'm assuming, in the NASCAR All-American Series, or was it the Whelen?
No, it's the NASCAR Whelen Series. It's a late model program.
Okay. Okay, so tell us more, because you were there this weekend.
Yeah, it was they ran Twin 30s, you know, because, you know, everybody's running for national points, and you know, the fact, you know, that they don't run during the week, you know, so they run these Twin 30 races. You know, Arundel's doing the same thing; they're running, you know, Twin 30s, you know, to try and get enough races, and, you know, so, you know, they can get, you know, enough national points, you know, for that point thing. And it was a good all around weekend, you know, for Toni. She didn't have probably the race she wanted to the first race. Trevor Huddleston ended up getting the win in that one, but then she came back and she had a little incident, you know, at the beginning of the race. You know, they sent her to the back, and she worked her way up, and she was a rocket ship out there. Once they sent her back and they threw the green flag, she just raced her way all the way and made a pass on the last lap to finish second.
Well, I'm always excited to have Toni McRae on the show. She always gives us great information about racing and what she does in the late model program. And she's here now, Sal, so why don't we go ahead and give her an introduction, and we can get started with our conversation with her.
All right. Our next guest is a NASCAR Whelen Series late model driver. Well, we've had her on the show before, and you know, she's back at it again this season. You know, running full time again, which is exciting because she does have a huge fan base wherever she goes, especially at Irwindale.
And, you know, it's always a pleasure to have Tony McCray on the show. So with that, we want to welcome Tony. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Thanks for having me again, guys. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, we're kind of wondering, you were kind of in and out, you know, last season, you know, and, you know, with the, you know, with your schedule, and I don't talk with a few of your, you know, your teammates, you know, in the off season, you know, they were saying, you know, that you, you know, you're going to be back at a full time this season, you know, and it's really neat to see you back out there, you know, competing and, you know, not only competing, you know, but being competitive, you know, and, you know, picking up where you left off.
Yeah, you know, we had a little bit of a slow start to the beginning of this season with a brand new car out at Irwindale, and we've kind of struggled a little bit with it. Last race, I think we found a little bit something, so I'm hoping this weekend will be a big turnaround, especially after Kern last weekend with Clay. That was a lot of fun and a big confidence booster for me.
You know, and speaking of Clay, I think it threw a lot of people off, you know, to see, you know, in Clay's car on Saturday, you know, and it was neat, you know, because, you know, you jumped right back on top of the leaderboard, you know, especially that second race. I mean, after, you know, the little incident with Trevor and everybody, you know, you just, I mean, you had a rocket ship and had that race, had one more caution or even, I think, another 4 or 5 laps, you'd have probably caught Brandon Weaver.
Yeah, we had an actually really good car. I was real conservative in the first race, and, you know, being back in Clay's car, it was a last-minute deal. Larry had called Clay and said, hey, I heard you're bringing your car up, and he's like, I don't really have a driver. And he's like, well, you can't find one? And he goes, well, the only person that would fit in it is Tony McCray. And he goes, I don't know if she would want to. So he came by the truck shop and talked to me, and I said, well, we could do that, and so I called Larry, and then I went to dinner with Clay and Julie Friday night, and next thing you know, Saturday morning, we drove up to Kern. So for being a last-minute deal, showing up Saturday, practicing, and, you know, I mean, the car was really good, and we made one small adjustment before the second race, and that car just was, I mean, unbelievable. It rotated unbelievable. I mean, I had drive up off. I can run the high side. I can run the low side. I mean, so it's fun when you can drive a car like that.
You know what? It has to be even more fun, you know, that you didn't have to show up Friday night, you know, for the open practice, to work on the car. But sometimes, you know, when you talk to the veterans, you know, they say, you know, sometimes that Friday practice, you know what, it's not always good. You know, it's always good. Sometimes it's good just to come out Saturday, you know what, and unload. You know, get to first practice and, you know, work on it from there, you know what, and you know, take a couple stabs at it and hope, you know, you come out with, you know, like with the results that you had on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't always happen. The Friday night practices I like because I think you can try a lot of different things and, you know, you always are trying to learn to be faster. But, I mean, you kind of get more of what it's going to be in the race scenario on a Friday night because you're practicing in that time that you actually race the following night. And, you know, you're practicing on Saturday in the heat of the day where the track's kind of slick. So it could throw you off a little bit and you can kind of chase the car. So you got to be real careful on that, I think.
Interesting. You know, with that, we're going to turn over to Sharon, to the show host. I know she's got the questions she wants to ask.
Hey, Tony, welcome back to the show. It's always great chatting with you.
Thank you very much. I was super excited that I got to call in tonight and talk to you as well.
Okay. I just want to articulate here that there were actually two races this weekend at Kern County Raceway. You finished second in one of those races. You finished third in the other race. And I probably said that backwards, but talk a little bit about your season and you know, you're racing in the NASCAR Whelen series, All-American, or NASCAR Whelen series. Are you doing any racing in the SRL series at all?
Yeah, you know, we did run the Irwindale season opener with the SRL Tour Series. We'll probably make some more appearances. We're going to focus on the NASCAR Whelen All-American series and the late model and stuff. But, I mean, I want to run some Vegas races, and I want to run Tucson and a couple other things, but we're just going race to race right now, and, I mean, I got to get some wins in there. So So we're working on that. Once we get there, then I think I'll play with the tour a little bit more.
Okay. And it sounds like you're getting fairly close to that, Tony, with a second and third place finish at Kern County Raceway this past weekend. Now, you mentioned the race that's coming up this coming weekend. That's going to be where?
We're going to be running at Irwindale Event Center on Saturday. I think it's Twin 30s again, which we had a really good run there a couple weeks ago. And then to follow it up with Kern this weekend, that's a good momentum going into Saturday. So I'm looking for big things, and I hope we get the first big W Saturday night. That'd be a really good thing for me and my team.
I think so, too. So, Sal, it's back to you.
Yeah, Tony, you know, it seemed like the band. How did the Blues Brothers say it? We got the bands back together again. You know, with all the old team.
With all the old team, I know. Clay came out to the last Irwindale race. Him and Julie came out and hung out with us, so that was cool. And you know, me and Clay have raced together for a long time, and you know, Rip, Stevie, Lauren, Josh, we've all been together for like 5 years. So to have us all back together and doing it together means a lot to me, because they're not only guys that work on my race car and that I have confidence in, but they're also my friends and people that I like to be around and enjoy hanging out with. So for all of us to do it together and have success together, it's a really cool thing for me, and it means a lot to me.
You know, and another thing, you know, that, you know, like during the autograph sessions, you know, you always get a lot of, you know, youngsters, you know, that come up and, you know, they want your autograph, you know, they want to take pictures with you, they want to sit in your car. And, you know, that's got to be, you know, what, like, you know, like probably one of the biggest, you know, enjoyments, you know, the whole race weekend.
It is, you know, the kids out of anything, that for any racer, I mean, I get the most enjoyment out of that. And just as much as being in a race car, seeing the kids light up and be able to get excited about that. And, you know, that's our future. So one day you might see them doing this. So we got to set examples to them and give them encouragement and give them something to look forward to and to work for.
You know, and there's a question that I've always wanted to ask somebody, and I keep forgetting, you know, this even during autographs, one of the drivers that I've never had a chance to ask, but I'm going to ask, do you hear the fans, you know, like, I know during intros, you know, you do because the cars aren't started, but once the cars are started, you know what, and it's coming towards the end of the race, you know, and you know, it's one of your, you know, one of the weeks, you know, when you finish first and the fans are up yelling and screaming, do you hear them?
You can't hear them until you actually stop the car, you know, on the start-finish line. But once you stop the car and are stopped right there, you can hear them screaming, which is a really good and really, really neat feeling to hear that.
You know, and it has to be, because, like I said, I mean, your fan base is just not only here in California, you know, it extends, you know, all the way even to, you know, Vegas. And I'm sure, you know, if you happen to race the tour race at Tucson, it's probably going to be the same thing over there.
I hope so, and it's fun. You know, I get a lot of people that actually travel with us and come to races outside of Irwindale, which I think is really neat to see that you can bring fans not only from your home track but to other tracks that you go to. And then you continuously build that with running well and meeting people at the new tracks. So it makes it a lot of fun when you go to the track and get to see people come back and watch you race again and come talk to you, and you know, you get to know them, so it's more on a personal level, which makes it a lot more fun to be at the track.
That's awesome. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Sharon.
Yeah, that really is awesome, Sal. I like that questioning about the fan base and the connections that you make, Tony, and drivers in general make with the fans when they're at the track. And we're always encouraging fans to get out to their local racetrack, because there's always some really great racing that's going on there. But Tony, I want to get into your team. I like to highlight those people that are behind the scenes that are supporting the drivers as well, the crew chief, the team owners, whoever you want to shout out here.
Yeah, no, I mean, all of my guys, Rip Michael, Steve Boldroff, Lauren Hill, Michael Sprague, Josh Ferguson, Clay Wooster, everybody that helps me. I mean, these guys bust their butts, and let me tell you, it's not easy. I mean, they have to do a lot of work on the car before we get to the track, while we're at the track. You know, there's weekends where it's easier than others, but they never give up. And I'm telling you, I'm one of the best teams out there. They're fun to hang out with, but those guys are determined to win. They're dedicated, hardworking, and I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to have behind me. And I'm grateful for the opportunities that they've given to me.
Absolutely. You're right. A lot of these crews are very hardworking people, and they don't always get the accolades, which is why I like to kind of put a little bit of a spotlight on those guys. And Tony, you are a female race car driver who has really gained a tremendous amount of respect on the racetrack, and I know it's come with a lot of hard knocks along the way. But talk about that a little bit, because I think you do inspire a lot of other female, we talked about young fans. There's a lot of those young fans are girls who may one day end up behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I've seen a couple of them start to move up. I mean, you got a couple that are moving up into late models this year. And, you know, it's definitely not easier. It's a lot tougher on the females. They look at you a lot differently. And if you do something on the racetrack, you're looked at differently. So I've definitely worked hard to gain the respect. I race every driver the way I expect to be raced. But if you race me dirty, I'm going to give it right back to you. But, I mean, you know, going through all that, it's taught me a lot, too. And, I mean, it's built a lot of character in me. And I look at things a lot different. A couple years ago, I probably would have wrecked somebody or got upset right away, you know. And now I look at it a little differently. Hey, it's going to be okay, like my incident with the one car. You know, I backed up my corner because in three, he wowed up way, way more than I was rolling the corner. So I backed up my entry on one. I still got into him. And I told Lauren on the radio, I'm like, hey, Lauren, I'm like, I did it. I mean, I didn't mean to, but I did it, you know. And then he's like, we got to go to the back. I'm like, it's all good. I'll get back up there, you know. And you just have to have that attitude. And I may have had a different attitude a couple years ago and got a little irritated and a little frustrated. But once you start to do that and you work towards it, I mean, you look at things a lot differently. And you know, I want to set that example to the young generation coming up, girls and boys. I mean, we all got to work for it, but we also have to have the attitudes and set the examples to the others.
I think that's great advice, Tony, because and you're right, because, you know, it's not just motivating the young girls that are wanting to come into racing. That's good advice and motivation for all people who are coming into racing as a youngster. You know, you've been racing for a while now. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen that have been taking place within the sport?
You know, the biggest thing I see is, you know, the more people that come in is the younger kids are not working on the cars. And I don't see the heart. It's given to them a lot easier. I think we need to go back to where we all learn what the race car has to do and how much work it is to respect it a little bit more. I think we've lost a little bit of the respect with the younger generation, and I hope that they maybe start to get that back, you know, and want to learn about the race cars and want to really understand how much work it is, because it's not easy on mom and dad. It's not easy on the guys that work on them, you know, when you wreck them. And the less, when you finish every lap and you don't wreck the race car, you can come back the following week and work on it and make it better. And I'd like to see the younger kids kind of get to that.
I think that's a great observation. And, you know, I always like it when we talk to drivers and they talk about being at the race shop and being a part of, you know, what happens with their car. And because I think it makes them better race car drivers when they know what goes into that race car to make it do what it does on the track. And I think that's great advice as well, Tony. So thank you so much for sharing that. Sal?
Yeah, you know, Tony, actually you hit on something that I've been talking with a few of the drivers, not only from Irwindale but from Kern and some of the owners, and that is that the kids these days, they don't know how to give information back to the crew chief, bottom line. I mean, it's plain and simple. All they know how to do is get in the car and say, okay, it does this, it does that. But they don't know how to give good feedback that the crew chief can work on it and say, okay, you know, well, let's try this or let's try that. And a lot of that is because, like you said, they're not in the shop working on the car. They're, too busy playing with their friends. And that's why I think it was awesome when Chris Allen sent Lawless to work with you guys on the SRL car to learn the car, because they need to know more than just how to drive the car. And I'm sorry, and I know I'm probably going to get beat up for this, but a 15, 16, 14, 13-year-old kid does not know what a car is supposed to do when it's on the track.
No, and it comes with experience, but the only way you get that experience is by learning how it actually goes together and how it comes apart and what it takes to make it do that. I mean, my dad, when I started racing, he told me, if you're going to race it, you're going to know how to work on it. So he made me do everything. I packed wheel bearings. I changed oil. I don't care if I had to hand tools for everything they did. He made me be there. He made me learn it, you know, and now I own my own cars. I know what it takes, and I know the hard work that goes into it. I know how much it costs. It's not an easy thing. It's an expensive hobby. It's an expensive sport for anybody getting into it. And we all need to have that respect for that and the other drivers out there.
And it's true. You know what? And I think that's what makes, like, you know, like the Chad Shugs, the Ricky Schlicks, you know, these guys, you know, that work on their legend cars. You know, they put the time in. Chris Amendon, Darren Amendon, you know, all these guys, you know, you go back to Rip, you go back to Nick, you know, you go back to, all these old, I mean, the list goes on and on, you know, all these old drivers, you know, and they worked on their cars during the week, you know, to get them ready for the weekend, you know, because they had to work on them, you know, they had to know what the car is doing. And it's sad that this generation nowadays, you know, they have other people work on the cars. They just show up on Saturday, Friday night for practice, and Saturday they get in the car, and it's no wonder that a lot of these crew chiefs get frustrated, because, you know, they don't know how to, you know, give good feedback. Ryan Partridge is another one that you mentioned, you know, that knows what the, you know, because he grew up the same way. John told him, you want to race, you're gonna take the car apart, you're gonna put it back together.
Yeah, it's so important. And you know, since Lawless came with us to that tour race, I've seen 100% turnaround in that kid. And he's around the race car. He pays attention. You know, he comes over and talks to me about it, you know. And, I mean, that's how you make yourself better, you know. And I'm glad that Dunk brought him and wanted him to learn and see how much work it is and what it takes to actually be there and be at that level, you know. And you have to work to get to that level. It just isn't handed to you, and I see such a difference in that kid, and I want to see all the kids get to that point.
You know, and it would be neat, you know, to see that, because, you know, there's talent out there. You know, I'm not saying, you know, that just because they're 15, you know, and I made that comment, you know, I'm not saying that they're talentless. You know, sure, they have talent, you know, behind the wheel, but you know what, I mean, you know, you can see the difference, you know, when they get to the cup level, you know, of the drivers who actually had to work on their cars and the ones that were just handed, you know, the car and say, you know, here, race it. I mean, you know, the crew chiefs, they talk about it. You know, I love the feedback, you know, they get. I mean, look at Jeff Schrader, what he's done with a lot of drivers from Irwindale, to get him, you know, to be successful, you know, because, he, one of his things, you know, is, you know what, you know, you got to, guys, you have to know the car, because you have to give me something I can't help you if you don't help me.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, that goes with anybody, you know. I mean, they all need to be able to tell you and work on it. I mean, when they make a change, ask them, what did you do? Then pay attention to what it does on the racetrack. And then, hey, I didn't like it here, or I like it here, or that made it better in the center, you know. Let's try a little bit more. You know, because that's how you figure out things, and then you can go back like, hey, remember when we did this and it actually made it rotate better in the center, and it gave us drive up off, you know. I mean, that's what you need. I mean, that's the only way you're going to learn. Ask questions. Be there. Know what they're doing when they make that change. And remember in your head, hey, they did this on the racetrack. It did this, you know, because you're going to be able to apply that down the road somewhere.
You know, and I think that's what really makes you real unique too, Tony, is that, you know what, you're there with the car. You're not at another pit area. You're not here and there. You know, you're there with the car, you know, the whole time at the track.
Yeah, I never leave my race car unless I have to go to the restroom or I need to go pay for a pit pass or go to tech. I'm always with my guys. I'm always at that race car. I'm 100% focused no matter what it is. You know, I'll be friendly and say hi to everybody, but I'm not there to socialize. I'm there to race, and I'm there to win races. So whatever it's going to do to make that happen, I'm going to do it. And I always tell my guys, you have 110% of my focus. So, you know, I'm going to give it all I have, and I'm going to pay attention to what you're doing so that way we can make it as good as we can.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Sharon.
Well, Tony, that was a great conversation with you. And again, thank you so much for bringing that up. I want to encourage everybody to get out there to Irwindale Speedway this Saturday night under the lights. It's going to be a doubleheader, and they'll have the late models, they'll have legend cars, and they'll have the Bandoleros there as well. So definitely get out there to the racetrack and watch Toni McRae as she inches closer to getting that victory. And good luck to you, Tony. I hope you do well. Before you go, let's make sure fans know how they can follow you on social media and any websites if you have it.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you guys for having me again. Anybody that wants to follow up on me and my racing and my team, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and it's Toni McRae.
Pretty straightforward and simple, right?
Pretty easy. Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, Tony, always great chatting with you. I think we brought up a great topic here, and I can't wait for you to come back on the show for us to chat again. I've got more questions I want to ask. So definitely look forward to talking to you again somewhere down the road here.
I can't wait. Thank you guys very much, and hopefully we'll get a couple wins before you get to talk to me again.
Okay, sounds good. Good night, Tony.
Have a good night.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that was Toni McRae. Finished second and third this past weekend out at Kern County Raceway and headed now to Irwindale Speedway, looking for a victory. So, Sal, are you going to be out there this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be out there.
Okay. Now, I want to get into some conversation here also about the Xfinity Series. I don't want to leave them out because they had a great race this weekend as well. I'm going to play at least a little bit of the post-race audio from Kyle Larson after winning the Xfinity Series race in the number 42 car this weekend. So we'll talk on the other side of that, Sal.
Okay, we are here with the winning team.
Okay, I'm going to break it here for just a minute because I want to point out there may be a little bit of a break in this audio, but they do resume, and I apologize for that, but just to give you a heads up that that is happening on this audio.
Okay, we are here with the winning team of today's Toyota Care 250. That is Kyle Larson with his crew chief, Mike Shiblett. Kyle, wild race at the end there. Maybe just take us through that last lap and those last couple of restarts.
I was happy to see the caution after that long run so we could come get tires, because I felt like if we could gain a spot on pit road, we'd have a good shot at winning, and you know, that's what happened. We lined up third. Ty was on two. and he took off, a little bit before the box. So I was hoping they were going to call him for a jump start, and they did. So we were able to be the leader on that final one, and Justin got a really good start in that top lane. I thought he'd spin his tires a little bit worse than he did, and it would be a little easier for me through one and two, but he was able to hang on my right side through one, but we cleared him off two, and they started crashing, I guess, behind us, and had to race to the overtime line, and as soon as we passed that and got the caution in the center one and two, or sorry, three and four, I knew I had to win. So was happy to see them all wreck, because I didn't want to have to race a whole other lap with Justin behind me, because he had the dominant car by far. So, yeah, good, solid race for us. Didn't expect to be the winner, but definitely ran a little bit better than I thought I would. Richmond's a place where I feel like I struggle at, and I know I still do. I know I won, but I feel like I still struggle here a lot. So was able to learn some from today's race and discipline myself of running the bottom, and felt like that helped us a little bit for the long run. So got to get better, but all in all, a great race for us, and to get the win at a track where I don't run well at is a big confidence booster.
Thank you, Kyle.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and end it there, Sal, because Kyle Larson's having really a breakout season, not just in the Monster Energy Cup Series, but in this Xfinity Series, too. What are your thoughts about Kyle Larson in the Xfinity Series and about the race, that Xfinity Series race? It was a kind of a big deal there.
Yeah, Kyle is, he's coming around, Ganassi, has given him some good equipment, to race with. And it's just, like you said, it's just amazing. I'm sure, it was kind of expected, that he should be winning, and people talk about, he had big shoes to fill. The only shoes he had to fill were his own. Because, there was really nobody that Ganassi had, when you think about it, that was really, a dominant driver. Somebody, that just really, went out there and won races, and put Ganassi on the board. So basically he just had his own, resume, to work off of. And he's done a really good job with it, and this season it just seems like everything's coming together for him. He's getting breaks and, he's doing a really good job, behind the wheel and really making a good, solid name for himself.
Yeah, I agree, Sal. He's a talented driver. We've always known that he's a talented driver. And all the hard work that he puts into racing is really showing this year. And I think, bringing Kyle Larson to Chip Ganassi Racing has helped, a driver like Jamie McMurray, too. Jamie McMurray's always had success, but I think having Kyle Larson within that organization has made him a better driver as well. And it's great to see Chip Ganassi Racing having as much success as they are having this season. I want to mention here, too, Sal, that this was a Dash for Cash race as well, and Justin Allgaier becomes the first driver to win two Dash for Cash events. That's $200,000 now for him, and it's great to see Justin having a good season here as well.
Yeah, and you can see the competitors in Allgaier. Even though he won the Dash for Cash, he still was not happy. He said there was more, he wanted the race, and $100,000 didn't mean nothing to him, and it was the fact, that he felt, he got dealt a bad hand, with what happened, during the race, that caused him to not put him in victory lane. But, that just shows, that, you get a driver with talent and you put him in good equipment. I mean, you got to admit the guy never really had nothing good to drive, throughout his whole season, Dale Jr. seen something in him and gave him that opportunity and says, here, drive one of my cars, see what you can do with it. And I mean, and look what he's done. I mean, the same thing with Elliot Sadler, they gave Elliot Sadler, a good car, and Sadler, just really went out, and really, really just, made a name for himself. But yeah, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
What Allgaier has done.
It really is, Sal. And again, you know, they're going to be racing out at Talladega Super Speedway this weekend, and it's going to be do not miss racing. I know Thursday night I'll be co-hosting the NASCAR Weekend Preview with J.M.J. Huseman. And so fans, be sure to tune in for that at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time this coming Thursday night. But, Sal, it's been a great night here this Monday night chatting with you and our guests, and I thought we had some really great conversations.
Oh, yeah, we did. It's always a joy, you know, when, you know, we can get, you know, some good guests, you know, that, you know, like to talk, you know, and you know, and you know, share their experiences with us.
Absolutely, and we had three really good guests tonight, and I thank all of them for being here, and I thank our listeners for listening. We always appreciate having fans listen in and be as interested in we are as what the drivers have to say. So, Sal, you up for doing this again next Monday night at 8:30?
Well, if my how do you say it? If my my work permits, yes.
Okay. Well, I hope it does permit, and I'll look forward to coming back next Monday night at 8:30 Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Fan for Racing Radio, for some NASCAR and race talk on Fan for Racing Radio. So, Sal, thanks for all you do. We appreciate you, and we'll look forward to doing it again next Monday night.
All right, thanks. And you, everybody out there, have a good evening. Have a good safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Have fun at Irwindale, Sal.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay, take care now.
Okay.
Good night, folks.
All right. Okay, good night. Okay, bye.